When I urinate, only a little passes through the urine catheter.
It's difficult to urinate and even attend nature school. The two happen at the same time.
They've removed my womb. Now doctors are saying I'll feel some pain when I'm menstruating.
These women have been scarred through childbirth. They contracted obstetric fistula. While I'll be telling you more about the three, let's begin with 44-year-old Mary Enim, who lived with the condition for 26 years.
Fistula yale no menya from 1994 and amenya yare. From Kitikrachi earlier, menya wo Kitikrachi patamu ho baby. Na I won come me mi ngoda nti mi.
I got fistula from 1994. I was pregnant at 16, 17 years old. When I was due, I felt some sharp pain from Thursday to Saturday. My mother said I could give birth at home, just like seven of my siblings did. So from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it became severe. The left part of my body was numb, and I had some discharges for my private part. They could see the baby's head, but it wasn't coming out, so I was transferred to a different village called Papasi at Nkwanta because the doctor at Krachi was unavailable at that time. I was taken to the theater where I passed out. A week later, urine and feces passed out through my birth canal. I wasn't able to control it, so I was taken back to the theater and the feces ceased, but the urine was still frequent.
After a partially successful surgery to correct the condition, she continued to pass urine uncontrollably. Mary resorted to herbal medicine.
After spending a month and 2 weeks at Papasi, I was referred to Batol Hospital. Unfortunately, I didn't have the money, so I didn't go. My limbs became weak, so I used stick to walk for a year and was leaking urine. Due to embarrassment, I came to Accra. I resorted to the use of herbal medicine and prayer camps, but to no avail. At a point, I wanted to commit suicide, but my mother stopped me. One day, I was watching television where I heard they treat my condition at Mankisin, so I came there. It's been 3 years since they did the fistula repair. I am now very fine.
Through it all, Mary's husband, John Enim, stood by her.
It's a big problem. Sometimes, if I see my wife going through that pain, it was painful to me because sometimes we used to buy toilet roll dams more. Every week, you have to buy toilet roll pack. It was a bit cent. So we see bath only about 3 times a day. It was so worried. Not all men can see this thing, they will follow it. They will go away. But the moment I saw him and I swear the oof, sickness or die or then I'll follow him. That's why I do that.
Mary Tufour from Kasua is 43 years old. She has also had her fair share of living with the pain of fistula.
Almost 33 years me. And I call hospital.
It's been almost 3 years since I went to a hospital in Brekum and got transferred to Winneba because I was pregnant. After 32 weeks, the baby was born and I was still on admission, but realized my bed was always wet. After 2 weeks of medication, the midwife in charge recommended a specialist in another hospital in Mankesim. I had surgery here. The illness is very traumatic.
Felicia Jury, 32, is the third woman I encountered while working on this report.
Clinic. No,
When I was pregnant with my fourth child, I visited the clinic and was given a due date. I went during my due period, and the nurse told me I'll put to bed at 6 o'clock. But I couldn't stand it because it was as if the baby wanted to come. But the nurse asked me not to push because, according to her, I was supposed to deliver at 6 o'clock. Around 5 o'clock, I delivered at the maternity room. The nurse came and cut the umbilical cord, but unfortunately the placenta went back. The nurse took me to the delivery room where she started removing the placenta. Unfortunately, my womb was also coming out, so I had surgery. I was urinating frequently, so I reported at the hospital, but the situation got worse. One day, I narrated my problem to someone, and I was told they treat this kind of diseases in Mankisi. I came for the first operation, but it didn't work out. Because of this, my husband left me. He is now with another woman. I am praying the second surgery will be successful so I get my life back.
The stories of Mary, Miriam and Felicia represent the over 1,300 new cases of obstetric fistula recorded every year in Ghana from all the 16 regions of Ghana. Unfortunately, only about 100 cases get much-needed surgical repair yearly. Here is Dr. Gabriel Ganaglo, who is fistula surgeon at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital.
All efforts to treat fistula continue to fall behind the numbers estimated to be occurring each year. We actually should be emphasizing prevention of fistula, not treatment. It is much cheaper to prevent fistula than to treat it. And the way to prevent fistula is very simple, and it's largely part of the safe motherhood protocols that the Ghana Health Service has always been implementing over the years. When it comes to surgical interventions, the difficulty varies, and it largely stems from the patient's ability to report early.
In 2003, the UNFPA launched a global campaign to end obstetric fistula. In response to the campaign, the Ghana Country Office began a fistula prevention and treatment project in 2005. Through this, the fund has donated equipment and provides financial support to the fistula centers in Tamale and Mankisi. Dr. Wilfred Ochan is the UNFPA country representative.
Mankisi is offering a very unique service for a very unique group of people, what would be considered as left behind category. We would like to reach them and trying to give them dignity back and also give them a second chance. We recognize Mankisi has really taken the interest to specialize in fistula care within Ghana, but also to bring in patients like we've heard from Cote d'Ivoire as well come here to get the surgical repair. And that's why UNFPA has reached out to them to partner and work with them to reach those women and girls who have unfortunately undergone this problem.
Dr. Ochan is advocating the training of doctors in all hospitals to clear the backlog of cases of fistula.
We need the human resource, trained, qualified and competent to provide the repair services. Skills development is essential to continue to be improved with the different complicated, complex cases of fistula that sometimes we get that really need the advanced kind of care. My plea would be that we also need to look at other neighboring hospitals, bring them as part of the teams trained so that they too can go back in their hospitals and offer fistula repair. In this way, we'll then be able to address the backlog of fistula cases that are building up.
Principal nursing officer at Mercy Women Calais Hospital has for a decade been spearheading a relentless campaign to locate and empower fistula patients, turning their pain into triumph.
The bigger challenge is getting the funds. The next thing is we need to go into the communities to get the patients. Some of them, they are shy. They don't want to come out. even some of them getting money for TNT to come. Sometimes they call you and you have to do Momo for them before they come. In the beginning, the failure rate was a little bit higher. We decided to bring the patient in 2 weeks earlier so that we feed them. Some of them have lived with the condition for so long. In that case, when they do the surgery, the success rate will be very high.
It is in our collective power to rewrite the narrative fistula to mend the shattered pieces of broken lives. This is the call to action, the rallying cry of compassion. Let us unite and strive for a world free from the anguish of obstetric fistula, where every woman's worth and dignity are celebrated. Together, we can transform the narrative and build a future where no woman is left behind.